This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, it seems, is the day on this program for long-absent stings, those short little audio elements that let you know what's coming. First, what's up, Europe? And now this.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Cirrus 435 Sierra Romeo, got Tango for landing.
It has been honestly too long since we've caught up with Jim Fallows, the national correspondent for The Atlantic, about the project we've got going with him and his wife, Deb. American Futures is what it's called. The Fallows fly about the country in their own small plane, landing where they like and seeing what they can see. We get to go with them every now and then, finding slices of America and the American economy. Jim, it's good to talk to you again.
Kai, thank you very much.
It's been a while, so why don't we catch people up? Where have you and Deb been in the past couple of weeks and months?
Well, for a while, we were marooned in D.C. by these endless snowstorms, which have gotten me sick yet again. But then we spent about 2 weeks in southern Georgia and northern Florida. And then very recently, while my plane has been getting its annual maintenance that you know all about, we've been in the Central Valley of California, which we'll talk to you about another time, just thinking about some of the challenges there.
Right. Well, give me, as we've talked about, this series is a series of slices of life in America and the American economy. So what slice have you discovered as you've been out and about?
A slice that has impressed us recently involves a role of education that I had not known about or at least thought about before we've been traveling to a lot of these smaller towns.
Right.
And essentially, it's the part of American education that gets least discussed, which is the vocational or job training aspect of it.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing we don't like to talk about much, right?
That's right. It seems to me that most discussion of education is either at the high end where, of course, our universities are still dominant and we worry whether that will continue, or the low end where we have understandable worries about sort of basic literacy for a lot of students. But the part of education that prepares people for actual jobs, including those that are hardest to outsource and are not just low-wage sort of entry-level jobs, that's something we seem to act as if only the Germans or the Icelanders or the Japanese will pay attention to that. But that's – we've seen a number of cases of this.
All right. Well, pick your favorite and give me an example.
Well, the one that's on my mind right now is Camden County High School in the very southern – southeastern tip of Georgia. It's close to the cities of St. Mary's and Kingsland and Woodbine. What's interesting about this school is it's famous in the rest of Georgia as a football powerhouse. It's a gigantic school. It's the entire county, and so they have a big population to draw from. And
Friday Night Lights, baby. Yeah.
Exactly. And the weight room is something that would be the envy of many NFL teams. But what was amazing to us is the way they've organized themselves into a series of academies whose main purpose is to train people who might not be going on to advanced college degrees for good jobs.
Give me some examples. I mean, these academies, what are they like?
Well, one of the academies is for government service and public service and things of that sort. And there's a big law enforcement emphasis there. There's a man named Rich Gamble who worked for a long time as an NCIS investigator at a nearby naval base. And he trains the kids to do mock forensic and criminal work. His students wear these white lab coats and they go through the school and they stage some kind of mock crime. Then the rest of the students, they take plaster casts of the footprints and they take statements from witnesses and they prepare court documents. And so this is the idea is to prepare people for this kind of skill in public or private work.
Not to cast aspersions on South Georgia in any way, but are there enough jobs that these kids are trained for in that area to keep them there, or do they wind up leaving town?
Well, a lot of them do end up leaving, and this is an ironic challenge that this school system and area seems to have compared with many others. In lots of places, you will have jobs, but they don't seem to have well enough trained people to fill them. In Camden County, Georgia, there are pride is generating students who are prepared for lots of jobs in medical care or in public service or whatever with not enough jobs in the region. So they feel as if they're supplying, as one teacher told me, they're supplying all of Florida from Georgia and of course, other parts of the country. So the hope is that in the short run, they're equipping their students to do things other than be caught in just the low-end minimum wage trap.
Right.
And in the longer run, they're hoping this will equip them to develop some industry there to employ their own people.
James Fallows, the national correspondent for The Atlantic magazine. The series we do with him and his wife is called American Futures. There's more of it on our website, which is marketplace.org, also on The Atlantic's website. Jim, thanks very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kai.